As an ecologist, I am naturally interested primarily in life, and as far as we know, life only exists on the third planet orbiting the Sun, Earth. Of course, in the vastness of the cosmos, there may be other planets in which conditions are such that life has evolved, but we haven't discovered any traces of life elsewhere. Seen from the distance of space, there are no obvious signs of life on our planet, but it is there and in astounding variety, with a total global biodiversity of probably 10 million species, and possibly as high as 30 million species. The prerequisites for life can be detected from space, abiotic features such as abundant liquid water and oxygen. The distance of Earth from the Sun is also central to creating the environmental conditions which have allowed life to flourish. The Sun around which the Earth orbits is the ultimate source of all energy for life on Earth. The Earth's biosphere is not a closed system, but only thrives because of the energy, as light and heat, which comes from the Sun. The Sun's energy drives the energy flows through the ecosystem, which is one of the main concerns of ecology. This energy, the light we see and heat we feel, is the basis of life on Earth. Green chlorophyll-containing plants are the key link between living things and the light energy which reaches the Earth from the Sun. Through photosynthesis, green plants use the Sun's energy to combine nutrients and the gas carbon dioxide to make organic molecules such as sugars, releasing oxygen as they do so. Because of their special abilities, green plants are referred to as primary producers, while the animals that eat them are literally consumers, making use of the Sun's energy stored in the plants but not able to create it themselves. These plant eaters are in turn eaten by carnivores, and all plants, herbivores and carnivores, are consumed by decomposers. The Sun's energy also drives the weather machine, which has such a powerful effect on all forms of terrestrial life. Plants and animals adapt to cope with different climatic conditions, and the weather, through distributing energy from the equator to the poles, makes it possible for different forms of life to adapt to the conditions found all over the Earth's surface, so that life is found everywhere, from the hottest to the coldest regions, from the wettest to the driest conditions. This means that although different species are found in different places, similar environmental conditions will give rise to similar types of adaptations, so that species which are not related and are found thousands of miles apart will often look like each other. In general, life is more abundant closer to the equator and declines towards the poles, but on land this general pattern is mitigated by rainfall and other conditions such as altitude. In the oceans, conditions are less variable, and the distribution of life corresponds more closely to energy inputs. Over the millennia, all types of life have evolved to take best advantage of the conditions in which they live. The Sun's energy, more than any other factor, creates the variable conditions to which life adapts. Away from the equator, living things also have to contend with the stress generated by seasonal variations in the amount of heat and light. This can lead to adaptations, such as migration or hibernation. Finally, the Sun's energy also drives the forces which erode the Earth's surface. This helps form soils, essential to life, but can also lead to erosion, landslides, flooding, and other forces which can adversely affect life locally. It means that although some environments can be stable for long periods, none is ever static, forcing different species to constantly adapt to changing conditions. This dynamic quality of life is basic to the study of ecology.